coast. So you can see the blessings that we have coming from that distance all the way to Texas, to California, to here in Missouri, to in various variety of states here across the United States. And so we appreciate that very service that we have that God's opened for us, and to use the internet as well. So with that, I'm going to ask Mr. Carlos Martinez if he would come online, and eagerly going to hear his sermon. Carlos.
as Christians need to understand that God's timing in our lives, as it pertains to daily activities, situations, problems, trials, and tribulations, are all necessary and come at the exact moment in time when it needs to. When God created us, He already knew everything about us, brethren. He knew who our parents would be. He knew where we would grow up. He knew beforehand where we would live, as well as who our family members would be. Our friends, our schools that we would attend, our teachers, and so forth.
Okay,
God created us. Listen, I'm hearing a little bit of people talking in the background. If you could just use your phones, *6, or the mute button.
Okay, you can hang it up.
God created us with the purpose of fulfilling His will on this earth. However, I know that there are days where they can be as difficult can be. So we cannot be discouraged by what happens in this world because God is always in charge of our lives. Today, we will look at one unique personality in God's Holy Scriptures who was brought to this earth at an appointed and needed time, and with His examples in mind, we will come to understand how we can learn how God's timing affects our daily lives. The first thing we will look at for today is God's timing through the life of Abraham. Abraham demonstrated great resolve when it came to the many tests, trials, adversities, and tribulations faced in his own time here on this earth. God put him at the exact moment in history when he needed to be on this world. Abraham will set a different example for us to comprehend how he managed everything in his life on his path to rely on the Almighty Creator. First, let's look at the definition of time itself. According to Webster's Dictionary, the word time has 14 different meanings, but I'm only going to mention three. One, the measure or measurable period during which an action, process, or condition exists or continues. Two, the point or period when something occurs. Three, an appointed, fixed, or customary moment or hour for something to happen, begin, or end. Also, the word time is Strong's Concordance 4150 from the Hebrew word moed, M-O-E-D, meaning appointed time, place, or meaning. Also, Strong's Concordance 5550 from the Greek word chronos, meaning time, a particular time or season. Now, brethren, the concept of God's timing in our lives is incredibly important to understand because we are living in perilous and dangerous times. Just next week, millions upon millions of people around the world will be taking part of the pagan holiday, Christmas. And although we obviously do not take part of this day or period of time of man, just as Mr. Russell mentioned in a weekly newsletter several weeks back, endeavoring need to be watchful and careful during this time because Satan and his demons are out there to watch God and let fall. It is throughout this period of time between the Feast of Tabernacles I strongly believe that we can learn an important aspect for our daily life and how important traits are needed for the betterment of our lives. Brethren, let's look at the story of Abraham and see God's timing work with him. Let's begin today by turning to the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. Here, we will begin the story of Abraham through the message God relayed to him when it was time to leave his homeland and make a new nation. Here in Genesis, chapter 12, beginning in verse 1, reading out of the King James Version, it says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran." Brethren, God called Abraham when he was 75 years old and told him to go out his land where he had been all of his life in order to fulfill the purpose that God entrusted in him at the appointed time when it needed to be done. Abram did not hesitate for one second as he obeyed God and went his way. He knew that God had talked to him and had a very specific purpose in his life, and that he needed to leave his land and everything that was his in order to please God. God intended Abraham to have an incredible and destined life, and everything that followed was done in the exact moment when it needed to be done, because God's will and timing on Abraham's life was perfect. Let's continue reading about the story now in Genesis chapter 13, verses 14 through 17. Here we read about the moment God talked to Abraham once more after Lot was separated from his sight. Here in Genesis chapter 13, beginning in verse 14 through verse 17, it says, "And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, Lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place whereout thou northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever, and I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee." God manifested his plan for Abram at that time. Now, his name was still Abram and not Abraham because God was not finished with his plan yet. However, the manifestation and deliverance of the message from God unto Abram during this time shows the timing that God has for everything in the life of Abram to be done. When God has a plan for us, brethren, it is important to note that the time in which things will happen in our life will not happen unless God allows it to happen. This includes every single aspect of our life. The moment that we wake up, the time we wake up, the situations that we face in the morning, during the afternoon, and heading into the evening. Every single aspect of our lives is controlled by God's will, and we as Christians must embrace this idea. It is clear that God does not allow anything to happen in our lives at our own time. And I know that sometimes we do get impatient, and that answers or answered prayers that we need in our moment right away don't happen immediately. Therefore, as it is our human nature, we get impatient and expect everything to happen when we need it. However, we must understand, just as Abram did, that nothing was ever rushed in the way he handled the message and will of God for him and his family. Let's turn to Genesis 14, and we'll pick up a few verses there. Genesis chapter 14, verses 14 through 16, and also verses 19 through 20. In these verses, we will read about the time Abram's brother, Lot, was taken captive, and how his response to the situation was. Reading now, Genesis chapter 14, beginning in verse 14, it says, "And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his strange servant, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother, Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people." Dropping down to verse 19 to 20, "And he blessed them, and said," talking about Melchizedek, the king of Salem at the time, "Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thy..." And he gave him tithe of all. Brethren, whenever Satan and his demons are out there constantly, on a daily basis, trying to tempt us, to test our faith, our resolve with God, and our spirituality, it is important to know that God will never abandon us. just as he delivered the enemies of Abram during the time it needed to be done, so shall God also be with us whenever we need it. Now, times do get difficult for everyone, and sometimes we feel as though we are completely alone in everything that we face during trials and tribulations. But just as Abram had faith in trusting God during the difficult process, so should our resolve be in God to take care of our situation and to leave our time in God's hands, because He has already provided and thought of the solution to our problems even before we even face these problems on our own. Now, brethren, I would like to ask you another question. As we go on throughout the rest of the sermon, I would like you to keep your mind on this question. My question to you is, what do we do when fear and the unknown take over our spirit and mind? I ask you this because there are instances in our life where we do not know what the day might bring, what kind of problems, trials, or tribulations we will face, or even if we know something must come to pass, how long would it take for it to be done? Like I mentioned before, this is part of our human nature. And yet, we do tend to doubt how the solution to many of our conflicts will be made. However, God already knows, because He is already there, brethren. Let's look at the moment when Abram was in thought of doubt and uncertainty by turning over to Genesis, chapter 15, beginning in verse 1 through verse 6. Here, we read about Abram's fear of not being able to have a seed that would inherit everything God promised him. Here in Genesis chapter 15, beginning in verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield, and thy exceeding a great reward." Now, notice what Abram's reply to God is in verse 2 through verse 3. And Abram said, "Lord God, what will thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus?" And Abram said, "Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir." Finally, God responds to Abram in reading verses 4 through 5. "And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thy heir, but he that shall come forth out of thy own mouth shall be thy heir. And he brought him forth abroad, and said, Look now toward heaven, and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be." And in verse 6, we read Abram's response to God by reading, "And he believed in the Lord, and he counted to him for righteousness. Brethren, these responses between God and Abram during a period of time with doubt and fear demonstrate the key to managing our own fears and doubts of when things need to be solved. Brethren, God knows our fears. He knows our doubts, and He understands our vulnerabilities. However, just like Abram demonstrated during times of fear and doubt, there can be no shadow of a doubt that God is in charge of our lives. We just need to let Him work in us. We as Christians and members filled with the Holy Spirit need to ask God in our daily prayers for spiritual guidance for everything that needs to be done in our lives. Abram believed God, even as the most critical part for his inheritance, because of the lack of not having children, was evident. Abram knew God was in charge. His faith was well placed and kept strong, and he knew God would already provide a solution, even though he did not physically see it manifest yet. Therefore, our resolve in our lives needs to be done as well. Sometimes we think of problems that overwhelm us and take over our spirit and essence in our lives. But we need to enlighten ourselves and trust the process God put in our lives and understand that nothing is impossible for God. And God has already put the solution into motion, even as we have not seen it with our own eyes at the moment it happened. Let's turn over to Genesis, chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. We will look at the moment in history when God changed Abram's name and made the covenant He promised to him. Genesis, chapter 17, reading now verses 1 through 9. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me, and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between thee and me, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generation for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee, and to thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. And I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant thereof, thou and thy seed after thee in their generation. Brethren, this is an incredibly unique moment in the history of the Bible. We see Abram's name being changed to Abraham, for God established his covenant with him and made him a father of many nations. Now, notice, during the beginning of the sermon, Abraham was in his 70s when God first told him to leave his land and everything he had and owned. Now, it's not until decades later that God changed his name and established an important covenant with him. Abraham was almost 100 years old when God fulfilled the covenant with him. Brethren, sometimes we often complain to ourselves that things take days, weeks, months, or even years to get completed once they are up to be a part of our lives. Imagine having to wait decades upon decades for the fulfillment of God's will in our lives. Brethren, we must truly be grateful and count our blessings because God's timing in our lives is unique and perfect. Yes, there are some things that might take hours to do. Some take days, others weeks, often months, and seldom few, though it is possible, years to be completed. But we must try, brethren, to have the strength, the fortitude, and the attitude that Abraham exemplified throughout the entirety of the process of waiting for God's word to be fulfilled. We must be patient. We must wait. And we must obey God's word because of the predominance of having to take part in the same concept as Abraham did. And therefore, he left us an example as to what we need to do during the moment in our lives that we must meet God's assistance on any matters related to our life. Thus, the same way Abraham confided in God, trusted in God, and believed with his whole heart what God said he would do, so should we take part during these times, brethren. God's timing in our life is exactly the way it needs to be. Absolutely perfect. And without blemish. There will never be anything that could be too early or too late to be fulfilled in our lives. We just need to trust in God and let the process of our life be done according to his will and time. Let's turn to Genesis, chapter 18, verses 10 through 14. Here we will read about the moment God talked to Abraham and Sarah about having a child at old age. Here in Genesis, chapter 18, he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also? Notice God's response to Sarah and Abraham